Half is going to go through what we saw yesterday, which is that there are four different death penalties that the Torah has created, Hashem created in the Torah for different sins. And the view of the sages is that the most severe death penalty is stoning to death. The second most severe is burning or pouring hot lead down someone's throat. The third most severe is death by sword, and the fourth most severe is choking. So today's daf is going to try to explain how we know that stoning is worse than, let's say, being burned, or stoning is worse than being killed by sword, or stoning is worse than choking. And the basic point is that it's clear that the worse the sin, the worse the death. So if we find that the most severe sin gets stoning, and whereas sins that are less severe get death by sword, that shows you that stoning is more severe than death by sword. And then we saw that the view of Rabbi Shimon was that the most severe punishment was being burned, with the hot lead being poured down the throat. And he feels that stoning is less than being burned. And Rabbi Shimon says that choking is worse than being killed by sword. So we have two opinions, the view of the sages, which is that the order of severity is stoning, burning, death by sword, and finally, death by sword and then death by choking. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's the opposite. It's a little bit, each one is flipped. It's burning worse than stoning and choking worse than death by sword. So let's start again at the two dots. Skila Srefa, Hereg, Vechenek. The view of the sages is stoning, and then burning, then death by sword, and then choking. Says the Gemara at the bottom of Mem Tesamid Beis, Skila Chamura Misrefa, stoning is worse than being burned by hot lead being poured down the throat. How do we know that? Shekei Nitna L'megadeh Filo Ovid Avodah Zarah, the point that I just mentioned, because someone who curses God or someone who worships idols gets stoned to death. So you can't get a worse sin than a direct insult to God. So to curse God, to worship another statue instead of worshiping God, that's a direct insult to God. So if that punishment is stoning, that means stoning is the worst sin. So my chumra says, how do you see that that's the worst sin? Shekein poshet yado be'ikar, because that is an assault against the foundation of everything. The foundation of everything is God who exists and who guides us. So 1 second, Adrabba, why don't we say, which is probably what Rabbi Shimon's going to say, that Sreifa Chamura, that burning is harsher than stoning. Shekein nitna labas kohen shezinta, because the Torah says that if a Yisraelit married woman is disloyal to her husband, so there's the punishment of choking. Whereas if a daughter of a kohen who's married is disloyal to her husband, so she gets burned. My chumra, why is that such a terrible sin? Shekein mechalela sasaviyah, because that's not only a sin for herself, thank you, it's a desecration of her father, because she's a koheness, so people are going to now view the kohen negatively. So the Gemara says like this, the reason why the Rabbanan feel that stoning is worse than burning, because Savi Rabbanan, the Rabbanan of the opinion, that a bas kohen nesua, a bas kohen who's fully married, remember there are two stages to marriage. The first stage to marriage is called betrothal, erisin. The second stage is called nisuin. So a Yisraelis who is arusa, who is mezana, she gets skila, she gets stoned. A Yisraelis who's nisua, who is disloyal to her husband, she gets choked. So the Rabbanan say like this, when the Torah says that a daughter of a kohen who's married, who's disloyal, gets burned, it's not a daughter of a kohen who's betrothed. It's a daughter of a kohen who's nesua, who's a full-fledged marriage, yotza l'sreifa. Whereas a daughter of a kohen who's only arusa, who's only the first stage of marriage, she gets stoned the same way a bas Yisrael gets stoned. So therefore, mida'afke rachmana la'arusa b'skila, she's a daughter of a kohen. She could have been given burning. And yet, according to the sages, she's not given burning. She's given stoning when she's an arusa. Shmamina, so that's the proof, again, that skila chamura, that the worst punishment and the most severe punishment is stoning. So that's how we know that stoning is worse than burning, because stoning is given for an assault against God. Burning is not given for an assault against God. I will say, yeah, but burning is given for the daughter of a Kohen. Yeah, burning is only given to the daughter of a Kohen who's an Nesua, not given to the daughter of a Kohen who's an Arusa. Because the daughter of a Kohen who's an Arusa gets the worst punishment. She gets Skila. Skila is clearly the most terrible punishment. Yeah, Todd, a question?
Yeah, why would it be worse to have adultery with an Arusa as opposed to an Nesua?
Worse. Adultery with a woman who's betrothed is worse than a woman who's fully married, because when she's betrothed, she's half in her father's family and half in her husband's family. So it's a disgrace, and it's damaging the reputation of, obviously, she's being disloyal to her husband, but she's also being disloyal to her father. Whereas once she's a Nesua, she's out of her father's family. It's just not being right and correct to her husband.
Right, but one could argue that someone who is already married has a much stronger connection with her husband and it's a much greater abandonment to if she has adultery, yeah, as opposed to someone who's never had bia and hasn't.
Right, but it's pretty clear from Masechet Kiddushin that Erusin, the first stage of marriage, is a total connection. It's a total bond. It's a, you know, there's all the laws through the Erusin, so that, you know, is fully with that obligation. So again, the Gemara is trying to prove what is the most severe penalty. So it's suggesting that according to the sages, the most severe penalty is the penalty of stoning. And the reason how we know that the most severe penalty is the penalty of stoning is because the worst sin, the sin of insulting God, gets stoning. Okay, now, how do we know skila chamura misayif? How do we know that stoning is worse than death by sword? Answers the Gemara, shekein nitna lemagadev ulo oved avodas kochavim. Because again, someone who curses God and someone who worships idols gets stoned. So clearly the big sin gets the bigger penalty. Well, my chumrah, so why do you say that that's such a terrible sin? Kidamarn, because as we've said, it's an assault against God himself. It's the foundation of everything. One second. Adrabba, maybe the opposite. Sayyav chamur, death by sword is the worst. Shekeinitin l'anshi yirani dachas. Because the people in a city, if most of the people of the city worship idols, that city becomes an irani dachas, and they get killed by sword, and their property gets destroyed. So they're also doing the same sin of insulting the foundation. Plus, they have an added stringency. My chumashah came amonim aved. Obviously, their sin is very terrible, because they don't only die, they also lose their property. All the property is burned. So that's a terrible sin. It's the community worshipping idols, and yet they only get punished with sword. So that should be a proof that sword is worse than stoning. So the Gemara says, no, Amrit. So one second, think about it for a second. Eza koach meruba. What is a worse sin? Koach hamediach or koach hanidach? The guy who convinced them all to worship idols, or the people who actually worship the idols? So what's worse is the person who convinces. Evi omer koach hamediach. The one who convinces, who encourages sin, is even worse. The people who convince the members of the city to commit the sin of idolatry, the skila, they get stoned. So you see that skila chamura. So you see that skila is more severe. So okay, so stoning is more severe than death by sword, because the bigger the sin, he gets stoned and he doesn't get death by sword. Yeah, Jonathan, a question.
Yeah, so more painful to die that way, or is it more embarrassing to die that way to the person?
I think both. It's painful, it's embarrassing,
you're naked at the stone.
It's degrading, more degrading than some of the other deaths.
Rabbi, why is the person who convinced them to worship idol, why is that more severe?
Because he does both. We're going to see that he says to them, come worship idols with me. So he worships idols, plus he's getting others.
People are responsible for
their own. Yeah, that's true. Right? That's right. They are responsible for their own, but he has a piece of it, plus he did it himself. So he has more.
How about those people, they follow him?
the stone?
They get killed by sword if it's the majority of the city.
It's the majority. But if they're like a bunch of handful?
Then they get stoned.
Like the same thing as him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. Now, so again, so we said stoning is worse than burning because stoning is given to idolatry. Stoning is worse than sword because stoning is given to the madiach, the one who convinces people to worship idols. Skila chamura michenek, stoning is worse than choking to death. Because here you have a person who curses God or who worships idols, terrible sin, worse sin. He could have been given choking, and yet Hashem gives him stoning. So my chumra, how do you see that those sins being the worst sins? Kedamar, as we've said, because those sins are direct insults to the foundation of Judaism. Adrabba, why don't we say the opposite? Chenek chamur, maybe choking is the worst. If a person hits his father and mother and makes them bleed, he gets choked to death. That's his punishment. Now, one second. A man who hits his father and mother, that's a terrible sin. So the Gemara says, my chumra, why do you say hitting a father and mother is such a terrible sin? The answer is, because father and mother are like God. If we honor father and mother, it's like we're honoring God himself. If God sees that the parents are being respected, then he's in the home. So it's a terrible thing to assault father and mother. So the Gemara says, no. Midafki rachman ala rusa bas Yisrael, michlal nesua bas Yisrael. Mechanic leskila, we know that if a bas Yisrael, a girl is fully married and she's disloyal to her husband, she gets choked to death. Now, if she's an arusa, where she's not only hurting her husband, she's also hurting her father's family, she gets stoned. So why didn't Hashem give her choking, if choking is the worst punishment? Shema mina, so you see that the worser the sin, where the more terrible the sin, where it's not only hurting her, but her husband, but it's also hurting her family. Skila chamura, she gets stoning. You see that stoning is stricter than choking. So that's how we know that stoning is more strict than all the other punishments. Stoning is the strictest because it's given for the worst sin, the sin of idolatry and insulting, cursing God's name.
Stoning starts with throwing off the roof.
That's what we learned about.
And then stoning?
Drop. Well, if he dies, he dies. If he didn't, then you drop a stone. And if that doesn't work, then everybody throws stones. It's three stories because he's standing up and he's pushed backwards, so it's really three stories worth of height.
Olympic gymnast landing on the streets.
That's my number.
Because not only is Anara Mo'orasa not loyal to her husband, she's hurting her father's family because she's still living Bevet Avia in her father's home. No, that's when there. No, that's when there are no witnesses on the act. But if there are witnesses for the act, correct. So then we have after stoning, we have burning. Says the Gemara, Sreifa chamura misayif. Burning with the hot lead poured down the throat is worse than being killed by sword. What's the proof? Shekei nitla bas kohen shezinta. Because here, when you have a kohen's daughter who is disloyal, she gets burned. So that, and obviously it's a terrible sin. My chumro, how do you see, why is it such a terrible sin? She came mechalel sasavia, because she's desecrating her father as well. So I said, one second, adarab, on the contrary, we should say sayif chamor, death by sword is worse than burning. She came nitin lanchi or nidachas, because if burning would be worse, Hashem should have given burning to the people of the city which were convinced to worship idols. And we know that they all get killed by sword. So Gemara says, one second, Umay Chumra, where do you see that their punishment is so terrible and their sin is so terrible? Shekim Imonim Avit, because they lose all their money too. So the Gemara says like this, Ne'amar Avia Beskila. It says in regards to being stoned to death, her father, with a Nara Ma'urasa, with a young girl who's only Ma'ureses, Ne'amar Avia Besreifa, it says over here, with a Baskoin, it's Avia Himachalelas. So ma viamur biskila. So we see that there's a comparison. They both have a connection to the father, and both have these terrible punishments. So just like obviously stoning, as we've learned till now, is the worst. Skila chamura misayif. Stoning is much worse than death by sword because we said that the madiche irani dachas get stoned because they do the worst sin. Af avia amur b'sreifa. So the fact that it says avia in regards to her being burned is to tell you that sreifa chamura misayif. It's to tell you that burning is worse than being killed by sword. Okay, so we know that burning is worse than being killed by sword because burning is linked to stoning. Now, and stoning obviously is the worst of the worst. Now, sreifa chamura michenek. How do we know that burning is worse than being killed by choking? Because if you have a daughter of a kohen who makes it a much worse sin by her being disloyal, she gets burned and she doesn't get choked. So my chumra. So why do you see that that's such a terrible sin? As we say, because it's desecrating kahuna. Adraba. On the contrary, chenek chamur. Let's say that choking is worse than being burning. Burned, because if a person hits his father and mother and makes them bleed, he gets choked to death. He doesn't get burned. If burning is worse, he should be burned. My chumra, why do you say that that's such a terrible sin? Because respecting parents is like respecting God. Sigmar says, no, the proof that I know that burning is worse than choking is think about a regular Bas Yisrael who's Nesua. A regular Bas Yisrael who's fully married, if she's disloyal, she gets choked to death. Whereas a Bas Kohen who's Nesua certainly doesn't get choked, she gets Sreifa. Maybe even a Bas Kohen Arusa gets Sreifa, but certainly a Bas Kohen Nesua gets Sreifa. So Midafki, Rachman L'Nesua, Bas Kohen Michlal Nesua, Bas Yisrael, Mechanek L'Sreifa. When you have a Bas Yisrael who's fully married and she's disloyal, she gets choked. Now the Torah says a Bas Kohen gets treated worse, because it's worse. She's desecrating kahuna. She gets burned. So obviously burning is worse than choking. Shema mina sreifa chamura. So you see that burning is worse. Now, so burning is worse than choking. Now, burning is worse than sword. Now, how do we know that sword is worse than choking? Sayiv chamur michanek. How do we know that death by sword is worse than death by choking? Because here the people of the city that were convinced to worship idols, they get killed by sword. So how do you see that that's such a terrible sin? Because they lose all their money too. Adraba, maybe the opposite. Let's say choking is worse. Because choking is given to someone who hits his father and mother. And that's a terrible sin. Because their honor is compared to God's honor. So Gemara says, no, even though it's terrible to hurt parents because they're compared to God, certainly someone who is doing idolatry and assaulting the foundation of our faith against Emuna, that's certainly a worse sin. So that's the view of the sages. The view of the sages is that stoning is worse than burning. Burning is worse than death by sword. Death by sword is worse than being choked to death. However, Rabbi Shimon flips it. Rabbi Shimon says burning is worse than stoning. And Rabbi Shimon says death by choking is worse than death by sword. So let's see Rabbi Shimon now. So Rabbi Shimon Omer. Sreifa chamur miskila. He says burning is worse than stoning. Shekei nitna labas kohen shezintza. Because a daughter of a kohen who is disloyal, she gets burned. So that must mean it's the worst sin. My chumra, how do you see that that's such a terrible sin? Because it's desecrating not only herself and her husband, but it's a betrayal of her father and the kahuna. Adrabah, maybe the opposite. Skila chamura, burning, stoning is worse. Because a person who worships idols gets stoned. How is that such a terrible thing? Because that's an assault against the foundation of Judaism, against faith in God. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Latame, Rabbi Shimon, who says that burning is worse than stoning, is being consistent. Tamar, he's of the opinion that an Arusa Bas Kohen, a Bas Kohen who's Mu'uresas, whose sin is not just a violation against her husband, but also against her father's family, gets burned. Now think about it. Arusa Bas Yisrael, a Bas Yisrael who's an Arusa, gets stoned. So if stoning is the worst, give a Bas Kohen, who's even more, stoning. So midafki rachman ala rusa bas kohen, michal ala rusa bas yisrael, miskilu l'sreifa. So he says, from the fact that Hashem took a Bas Kohen who is Arusa out of the status of a Bas Yisrael who's Arusa, and instead of her getting skila, she gets burned, shmamina sreifa chamura. So that's the proof that burning is more severe. Okay, so that's how he knows that burning is more severe than stoning. Now, how does he know that burning is worse than choking? Sreifa chamura michenek. Burning is worse than choking. Shekein nitla bas kohen shezintza. Because a bas kohen who's mezana gets burned. My chumra kedamon. As we said, One second says the Gemara, Adrav, the contrary, chenek chamor, choking is worse. Shekein hiti lamaki avi imo, because if a person hits his father and mother, he gets choked to death. Umay chumer, how was that such a terrible sin? Shekein hukash kvodam lekvod hamakom, because we know honoring parents is like honoring God. Answer the Gemara, mida afki rachmano lenasua bas koin mechlal nasua bas Yisrael. So Rabbi Shimon will tell you like this, listen, a bas Yisrael who is nasua, once she's fully married, so she's not insulting her father at all, a fully married Yisraelis who's disloyal, she gets choked. And yet, a bas Kohen who is fully married gets sreifa, so shema mina sreifa chamura. So you see that burning is worse than choking, because if choking is worse, she would have been getting choking. Sreifa chamura misayif. How do we know that that being burned is worse than being dying, being killed by sword? Shekein nitna lebas Kohen shezinsa, because if a bas Kohen, a daughter of a Kohen, is mezana, she gets killed by burned, and she doesn't get killed by sword. My chumra, why is that such a worse sin than the sins that get death by sword? Kedamar, as we say, because that's a sin against her and against her husband and against all the Kohanim. Adrab, on the contrary, sayif chumra, death by sword is maybe more severe. Shakenit v'lanchi yoni dachas, because people of a city where they were convinced to worship idols get killed by sword. Umay chumra, how do you see there that it's such a terrible sin? Shkenamonim of it, because all their property is also lost. Amarta, so you can respond to that. V'chi eza koach meruba, so what's more of a sin? Koach hamediach, the man who convinces them to sin? Or koach hanidach, or the people who were convinced and went ahead and sinned? Heavy Omer, as we've just said, koach hamediach, the one who convinces to sin is worse. So therefore, if the one who convinces to sin gets killed by stoning, so clearly stoning is worse than sword. So now I'll make a kavah chomer. Uma chenek shechomer mis. So therefore, clearly stoning is worse than being killed by sword. So I go like this. Uma chenek shechomer misayif. We've already established that choking is worse than sword. And nevertheless, sreifa chamura mimenu, being burned is worse than it, because bas kohen who's in a suwa, she doesn't get choked, she gets burned. So sayif hakal, so then when you have death by sword, which is clearly light, so then certainly lo kol shekein, so certainly burning is much worse than it. So clearly burning is much worse than being killed by sword.
The punishment by sword, does that mean the decapitation?
I don't remember. It's either decapitation or they slit his throat. We'll get to it. I don't remember. Skila chamura mechanic. Okay, so now we saw that Rabbi Shimon said that stoning is worse than being choked to death. What's the proof? So here Rabbi Shimon agrees to the earlier view of the sages, because the person who assaults the foundation of Judaism and worships idols gets stoned. How is that such a severe thing, like we said? Because it's an assault against the foundation. So I said, one second, maybe I could say the other way. Adraba, maybe chenek chamor, maybe choking is worse. Because if a person hits his father and mother, he gets choked to death. Umay chumra, why is that such a terrible sin? Because their honor is compared to honoring God. So Gemara says, no. Midafker achman ala rusa bas Yisrael, michlal nesua bas Yisrael, mechenek leskila, shema mina skila chamura. Think about a married woman. If she's fully married, if she's in a suwa, and she has disloyalty to her husband, she gets choked to death. If she's an arusa, so it's an assault not only against her husband, but also against her father's family, as the Yisraelis, she gets stoned to death. So a worser sin clearly must get a worser punishment. So if she's getting stoned and not being choked to death, that's a proof that stoning is worse than choking. Skila chamura misayif, stoning is worse than being killed by sword. Shekein nitna lemegadif, again, because a person who worships idols or curses God, such a terrible sin, assaulting the foundation of Judaism, gets stoned. One second, the Gemara says, Adrabba, maybe the opposite side of chamer, why didn't Reb Shimon think like we had proposed earlier? That sword is worse. Shekein nitna lachiyoni dachas, because the people of the city that worship idols, they get killed by sword. Umay chumra, where is their sin clearly such a terrible sin? Shekein mimonim of it, because they also lose their money. Amrit. So again, we'll give the same answer we gave earlier. V'chiyeza koach merubah. What's the worst sin? Koach hamediach, the guy who got them to worship the idols and he worshipped with them, or koach hanidach, or the people who worshipped. Heavy omer, clearly, koach hamediach, the man who got them to worship the idols. And yet he doesn't get killed by sword. He gets killed by stoning. So kal v'chomer, machenek shachomer misayif. Now, choking is worse than being killed by sword. So certainly, skila chamura mimenu, certainly stoning is worse than being killed by choking. And if stoning is worse than being killed by choking, saif hakalo kolshkin, certainly stoning is worse than being killed by sword. Chenek chamer misayif, being choked, according to Rabbi Shimon, is worse than being killed by sword. Shekenit lamaki avimo, because if a person hits his father, he gets choked to death. Umay chomer, why is that such a terrible sin? Kedamarn, as we said, because the honor of parents is compared to honoring God. Adrabba, why don't we say the opposite, sayif chamer, that being killed by sword is worse? Shekenit lamachi yoni dachas, because the people who are convinced to worship idols get killed by sword. Umay chomer, how do you see that that's such a terrible sin? Shekenim onum avit, because they even lose their property. Amrit, so again, think about the same idea we mentioned earlier. Eza koach meruba, what's worse? Koach hamediach or koach hanidach, the one who convinces to sin or the one who actually sins. Eviyom or koach hamediach, the one who convinces. V'tani, we learned in a braisa, madiche yor nidachas beskila, those who convince to sin, the city to sin, get stoned. And Rabbi Shimon says, bechenek, they get choked. So if Rabbi Shimon says they get choking, so clearly Rabbi Shimon holds that choking is worse than death by sword.
What's the nafkamina? Who cares which is considered worse? Is there a practical halacha in terms of what you have to do to people who are being killed in different ways? Because one's considered to be
Well, there is a nafkamina in terms of burial, because you can't bury a Rasha next to a tzaddik, and a person who's a bigger Rasha can't be buried next to a smaller Rasha.
So you said there's only one cemetery for people who were killed.
There are two cemeteries.
One for good people, one for bad people.
No, there was one for the Skila Srefa people and one for the Herek Chenek people. But even that was a temporary cemetery. And the Gemara says it was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai to do it that way, that the court should only have two cemeteries. But basically, you know, the worse the sin, the worse the punishment, the worse the spot in the cemetery.
So a guy who is stoned is not allowed to, a guy who's stoned is not allowed to be buried next to a guy who is decapitated because he's a worse person?
That's right.
I mean, you do two sins.
So right. Also correct. You do two sins, which punishment would a person get? You get the worst punishment.
If this is that's what it is, then the burning is the worst of all, because if the guy burns, there's nothing to bury.
They don't burn in a bonfire. They would heat up lead and pour the lead down the throat.
Just one time happened that they did srefa.
I thought it was the burning. So
it's gotta be the worst.
Anyway, not
one. Rabbi Yochanan used to say the following. If a young lady is mo'reset, so she's not only doing a crime to her husband, it's also to her family, and she's a Kohen, and she's mezana, she gets skila, because the sages think that's worse. And Rabbi Shimon would say she gets reifa. Now, zinsa me'avia, let's say the znus that she did was with her father. She slept with her father. So now you could say she deserves to be burned because it's the prohibition of father with daughter, or she deserves to be stoned because she's a Narmo Rasa.
But the father, the father has to die too.
Sintam, yeah. He was sleeping.
Yeah, he'll get also that punishment.
But
so,
he was maybe sleeping. How can we...
Well,
he can't be sleeping. He cannot be sleeping. Maybe in Syria they're sleeping.
It's happened in the Torah when you drink so
Lot,
much.
Yeah.
You don't know what.
But the halacha is that someone as drunk as Lot is responsible for his actions. So according to the sages, the skila. According to the sages, she gets skila because that's the worst punishment. And Rabbi Shimon would say here too, sreifa. So now, my kamashma, what's the chiddush? Of course, Rabbi Shimon holds sreifa is worse, and Rabbi Chacham holds that skila is worse. So the Gemara explains like this: Le Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, nesua yatsa leskila velo arusa. If a bas kohen is nesua, then she goes out from skila, which she was getting as an arusa, and she's getting sreifa. And the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, achas arucha v'achas nesua yatzal sreifa. According to Rabbi Shimon, a bas kohen, whether she's arusa or nesua, is only going to get sreifa because he thinks sreifa is the worst. The time of my, so what's the reason of this argument? Mishum glarabban and skila chamura. According to the sages, skila is the worst punishment. According to Rabbi Shimon, sreifa chamura, that being burned is the worst punishment. So now, we have the question of tad, nafkamina, what's the difference? The mishnah is chayiv shtei misos fezdin. If somebody does a sin with two crimes, like here, and if she's a nairam orasa, but she's also the prohibition of bito, nido b'chamura, she gets the worst punishment, whatever is the more severe punishment.
If she's having sex with her father, then she hasn't done the same type of, then she's only, well, she's obviously committed the sin, but it's not the harm to the father.
It is. It's disgracing the family name. It's terrible.
Yeah, but it's a different disgrace.
But that's also, that's harm to the family. The
name before was that she had sex as a
gay girl. Oh, it's because of the disgrace. No, it's because of the disgrace. So now the Gemara says, "My Rabbi Shimon." Where did we see Rabbi Shimon? The time we went to the Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, "Shnei klalos nemru b'bas kohen." The Torah says two things about a bas kohen. When the Torah says, a nesua gets choked, and then when it says an arusa gets stoned. In both, it says that a bas kohen is different. Bas kohen v'lo b'bas Yisrael. The Torah is saying a bas kohen, and one second, the Torah is saying that a bas kohen, though, she always gets burned. So the Gemara now asks, b'bas kohen v'lo b'bas Yisrael, does the pasuk talk about a bas kohen, not a bas Yisrael? Ema, so the point is like this, af b'bas kohen, ideally, basically, a bas kohen is included in all the Jewish women. So if it says that a married Jewish woman gets choked, that would mean a bas kohen also is married, who sins, gets choked. Then Votzia Kasov, Nesua Michlal, Nesua. Then the Torah specifies that a Bas Kohen gets burned, that the Nesua Bas Kohen is not treated like the Bas Yisrael Nesua. Then the Torah specifies an Arusa Michlal Arusa. So Makisho, Votzia Kasov, Nesua Michlal, Nesua Lach, Mir. So just like clearly burning is worse than being choked, Afkisho, Votzia Kasov, Arusa Michlal Arusa. So when the Torah is saying that burn, that the Bas Kohen gets burned and not stoned, it's to say Lahachmir that burning is worse. Okay? What happens if the Bas Kohen was accused of having been disloyal as a Nesua when she was fully married? And it turns out that those witnesses are false witnesses. They're Edom Zomim. So Zomim Nesua Bas Kohen. So they still get the punishment of choking, not burning. Bechlau Zomim Nesua Bas Yisrael. Zom Arusa Bas Kohen, and the Zom, if the witnesses falsely testify about an Arusa Bas Kohen, so they also would only get the punishment of an Arusa Bas Yisrael of stoning and not burning. Bechlal Zom Arusa Bas Yisrael. Because we're going to see later that the Zomim get the lesser punishment.
Are the Zomim here Israelim or are they Kohanim?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Taner Rabban Lidin Abraisa. Ubas Yish Kohen, the Pasuk says, the daughter of a Kohen, Kisechel is no, so if she begins to be disloyal, that's Aviyah Mechalel, she's desecrating her father, she should be burnt in the fires. Yachla Filuchilas HaShabbos, maybe it means even violating Shabbos makes her get the death of burning. Tamalomer Liznos, that's why it says, to be disloyal, Bechilulim Shabbos Nusakasam Adab, the Torah is talking about the desecration of Znus. Yachla Filuchnuya, maybe even a single Bas Kohen who sleeps around gets burned. The answer is Ne'emar Kan Aviyah. It says over here because of the father. Ne'emar Lahalon says in regards to Abbas Yisrael, who's Mu'urasa Aviyah, her father. So Ma'alahalon's Nus, Imzika Sabal, just like there, it's Nus, which harms the father, but there's also a connection to a husband. Avkan's Nus, Imzika Sabal. So to here, it's Nus, where there was a connection to the father. So now the Gemara asks, the Braisa asks, how do we know they need this word, Aviyah? O'eino Omer Aviyah, El Lahotzi es Kol Adam. Maybe it's saying that she has nus with her father. So the Gemara says, no, Kishu Omer, Hima Chalales. When it says that she desecrates, it means she desecrates her father, not that her father desecrates her. Have a Kol Adam Omer. So we're talking about nus with other people. Hamani Mekayim Aviyah. So then why does it say her father? So again, for the Gzeira Shava, Namar Kan Aviyah, it says her father. Namar Lahalan, it says in regards to Narama Urasa Aviyah. Malahalan's nus and zika sabal. To say that just like over there, it's nus when there is a husband. There's a nairam orasa. There's erusin. Afkan, so to hear the bas knoin is his nus when there was zika sabal. She was already arusa. So the Gemara now asks, Malahalan naira vi arusa. Just like over there, she only was 12. Afkan naira vi arusa. Maybe the bas knoin also has to be 12, but naira vi nesua. But a bas knoin who's 12 married. O Bogeres vi Arusa, she's 12 and a half, and she is Arusa. O Bogeres vi Nesua v'afilu iskina. Minayin, how do we know that the Pasuk applies to all the Bnos Kohanim? Tamaloma, that's what the Pasuk says. Uvas Kohen, the extra Vav. Uvas Kohen. Mikom Makom is to include all the different types of Bas Kohen, who is Messiah. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha Meir. Ratzak HaKadosh Baruch